The new book, Hello Wine, looks to be a stress-free wine education course in short-form chapters, little sips of information, accessible recommendations, and tasting party menus. Melanie Wagner is a certified sommelier as well as a wine writer, speaker, and teacher, and it's a great pleasure to welcome her to the roundtable this morning.
Hi, thank you.
This book is an interesting guide. It is 9 chapters, and you enter the world of wine. Do you feel that this is in some ways a beginner's guide?
Definitely. That's how we planned it with Chronicle. The idea was to create the first book that someone would pick up about wine. So that could mean someone who has never drank before, who is interested in starting but wants to take a very, an intellectual way of doing that. Or it could be somebody who's been drinking for a long time but has never picked up a wine book before and is just now figuring out that they want to learn more about, the practical part of wine, but also explore more about how it's made and where the best wines come from and why certain things taste the way they do and how to pair food with wine. So beginners, yes, not necessarily beginner drinker, but beginner of someone who wants to open up the whole big world of learning about wine.
Why do you think for many of us on the outside feel that the subject is confusing?
I felt like it was confusing when I got into wine, which is why I eventually wrote a book about it. I think that a lot of us don't grow up with wine on the dinner table as an integral part of our family life and our dinner like they do in a lot of European countries. And so it feels foreign to us. It feels a little, sophisticated, a little elusive. I certainly felt that way when I got into the wine business. My personal story is that I was a preschool teacher right out of college and barely scraping by trying to make ends meet in San Francisco, and happened to have a conversation with a mother of one of the little boys in my class who said that she worked for a wine distributor. And up to that point, I had always loved drinking wine when I could afford it. I thought that wine had kind of a different buzz, if you will, than beer or liquor did, that it maybe inspired a little more kind of intellectual conversation and made me think deep. And so I liked it. I knew I liked it, but I didn't know anything about it. But when she said that that's what she did and she got to travel the world learning about wine, it was like my aha moment. The heavens parted and I said, oh, that is what I'm going to do. So I started working in San Francisco with a great company who gave me the worst account base ever, and I worked my way up, and I had to learn really, really quickly. But I too, even being in the industry, or maybe especially in the industry, I was caught in these moments where I felt so awkward because I was embarrassed about how little I knew about wine, and I was being made fun of on a daily basis by my coworkers and the people that I sold to. And it was really frustrating, and it was far from a warm welcome into wine. And so I think I wasn't thinking about writing a book way back then, but I definitely was forming this opinion of, okay, I am going to learn something. I'm going to be the smartest person in the room when it comes to wine. And once I get there, I'm never going to be a wine snob. I'm going to do the opposite of that. I'm going to blow it open. I want to tell the truth all the time. I want to make sure that people have as much information as they can so they feel comfortable. And I'm going to communicate in a way that is like a warm, friendly hug when people are coming into learning about wine.
So in the process, you become a teacher, you become a speaker, you become a wine writer, and your job is that of a sommelier, and that which gives you a role as what?
Expert, I guess. I sort of cringe to say that word because I'm a big proponent of, you're the expert of your own tongue, and you should never let anybody tell you what is right and wrong about what you like or don't like about wine, But yes, I mean, I now have been in the business for 10 years. I'm a certified sommelier. I've taken a bunch of really tough tests to basically prove that I'm legit. I know what I'm talking about. But I think my best talent is as a communicator and taking a subject matter as enormous and exciting as wine and kind of breaking it down into authoritative, opinionated, but easily digestible, fun little chunks of information. And I'm starting to get feedback on the book. You know, it's only been out for a couple of weeks now, but I've had some people say, oh, I can't put it down. I can just sit and read the whole thing, you know, with a glass of wine, and they read it in a few hours. And I've definitely had other people say, I keep finding myself coming back to certain parts of it. Like, I hope that it's going to be a reference book for people. I hope that it's the first book they pick up, but that it inspires them to keep learning. And I have lots of, the teacher in me gets a little nerdy, and I have a lot of homework assignments for people to keep learning after they've read the book.
How much do you believe, the subtitle of the book is The Most Essential Things You Need to Know About Wine. How much of it do you think we need to know, and how much of it should we rely on trust of those at the wine store, those who are an expert at the restaurant, those who are in even in a teaching environment to say, okay, well, this would go with that, or how much do you think is on us to know?
You know, that's sort of the more you know, the less you need to really rely on other people, which is good. It's good for your confidence. It's empowering. I think if you can buy the book and read it, I tell you all throughout the book that finding a great small wine retail shop is really, really important in the beginning of your relationship with wine, because if you can build a relationship with people there who come to know your palate, the things that you like and don't like, and lots of people are intimidated or don't know how to talk about what they like or don't like in wine, I really go through a lot of information about how to help you get better at that. But even if you can line up, you know, bottles on the shelf in front of the wine experts at your favorite local wine shop and say, okay, I didn't like those and I did like these. That's all you have to say, and those are really powerful clues to help those people help you find wines that you're going to like better in the future. So I guess, you know, in the beginning, it's good to rely on them. If they're knowledgeable and they know what they're doing, they have perspective, so they can help you. They can really help steer you in the right direction, but they should be asking you a lot of questions. They shouldn't just be saying, buy this, because their taste might not be the same as yours.
Right. And it gets down, and you make this point over and over again in the book and even have in this conversation, that ultimately it comes down to what you like and what you want.
Yep.
Which is usually the way it goes in most things, but but for some reason with wine, and you used the word earlier, there is a snobbery that comes into it that I think many in your profession would agree that it's unfortunate.
Yes. Yep. So hopefully this book, if it gets in the hands of enough people, you know, I mean, I think that will be the tipping point, is when we have people who know enough to be confident in their own palate. And then we'll eradicate wine snobs.
Do you think the industry, those who produce the wine, those who market the wine, help you in your role of educating?
I think they want to. It just depends on the winery. Or, I mean, some wineries are really good at communication. Others can be, you know, misleading and are really out to make a profit more than anything else. So it's tough to navigate through as a consumer, and I recognize that. I go through a lot in the book about, for instance, there's this thing that I call the sweet spot. And it's known as, in the industry, it's known as the bad place to price your wines, because if you price your wines between $25 and $50, it's pretty much a given that it's going to be a very slow sell. I sold wine for fine wine distributors in a few different states, and this is a universal truth. It's called where good wines go to die. But that's because people know, marketing research shows that people go into a wine shop knowing that they want to spend less than $20 or so because it's an everyday bottle, or they want to really blow it out. It's a special occasion and they want to spend, you know, $60, $70, $80, $100 a bottle. So people, wineries who knowingly price their wines in that $25 to $50 category, I find are less concerned about marketing. They're less concerned about price point perception. They're more concerned with just getting a great bottle of wine out there at the right price. So I tell people, if you're going for a special occasion wine, I am more often blown away by wines in the $25 to $50 category than I am in the $50 to $100. And I think that's, you know, the book is filled with lots of little, I don't know, it's never been proven, nobody's ever done tests, that's just my opinion, but I've been in the business long enough to have opinions like that, and I think that kind of thing is really, really helpful for people.
When you think that most people, you believe, come across the subject how? In the sense of that they feel that they need more knowledge when it comes to wine because of why?
Because they don't want to look stupid.
in any number of settings.
Right. But yeah, I mean, they're around people who seem like sometimes they don't know that much, but sometimes they do. I mean, I know tons of men who, God love them, have been collecting wine for years and have beautiful cellars. I mean, envy-worthy cellars, but they really don't know that much about wine. They don't know why they're buying Bordeaux necessarily over Barolo. And so sometimes people seem like they know a lot about wine, but maybe they don't, or maybe they just know about one particular kind of wine. But I think it is really intimidating to stand next to anybody who professes how much they know about wine, and it can make you feel really small and insignificant. So I do my best in the short time that I have in the pages of Hello Wine to give people, I mean, the book is just packed with information, but it's not technical. It's useful, practical stuff so that you can sound smart too.
How does just that title, Hello Wine, do you think set the tone?
I think it set the tone really well. I came up with the title about halfway through writing the book, and nobody at Chronicle liked it at first. I think we were afraid that maybe it would seem like it was a little cheesy or something, but you know, there are books out there like the Oxford Companion to Wine that are incredible resources that I have, that I use, but that are too technical and too much for everyday reading. It's not really so much a joy to read. It's more, you know, when you have a particular question about something, they're a great resource. And then there are a lot of books who I think try to cutesy up wine a little too much, try to abbreviate the subject and sum it up too easily. And I tried really, really hard. I mean, this is not a huge book, but I tried really, really hard to edit down to, like the subtitle says, the most essential things you need to know about wine without being flippant about the subject. I am extremely passionate about wine, not just what it tastes like, but what it can do for people and how it can, opening a bottle can, you know, transport you to other places and connect you with places across the world. It's been so amazing for me to learn about Germany and Portugal and all these places that I couldn't necessarily always afford to go to, but I could feel connected with those places through drinking. And also the way that wine connects us with our family when we sit down at the table, and meals with wine, they just have this way of making people linger. And so I hope it's a book that does wine spiritual, you know, the spiritual side of wine justice, the philosophical side of wine justice, and then has just a ton of practical information.
The name of the book is Hello Wine, The Most Essential Things You Need to Know About Wine. It's published by Chronicle Books. Melanie Wagner, thank you very much for sharing with us this morning. A delight.
Thank you so much. All right, cheers.
A great pleasure. Thank you very much. Again, the title of the book is Hello Wine. It is published by Chronicle Books. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.